Republicans in both the House and the Senate have been lining up in opposition to the health care plans. Among them, Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, the top-ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee. Welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Madeline.
What, for you, was the most important moment in the president's news conference tonight?
Well, I think as I listened to the conference, I think the president really missed a chance because I didn't really hear him address the concerns that were being raised by the 50 blue dogs and obviously many Republicans as well about the concerns with the proposals that have been put forward. And obviously, some of it is about the cost and what it will do to the deficit, but other concerns about will seniors really be able to keep the quality health care they've come to know and enjoy? Is there going to be rationing in this new government-run health care plan or this new comparative effectiveness board? Or, frankly, will the Health Choices Commissioner, who will be invested with enormous power, be able to actually change what benefits, what providers, what people really are going to receive in terms of their health care? I think those questions, which the Blue Dogs have raised and have really blocked this moving forward, it's the same thing many Republicans have raised. And let me just say, I think the comment that doing nothing is going to double health care costs. There is no one proposing doing nothing. Republicans have put forward many ideas. I wish some of the 38 amendments we offered in Ways and Means Committee had been adopted. They weren't. But no one is saying we should do nothing. We clearly need to get the costs out of health care.
Right. Well, one of the big sticking points is this so-called public plan, the government plan. And are there any conditions under which you might support such a plan?
Well, the real problem with the government plan is that it will draw people away. It will draw people out of their private health plans, which is breaking the main promise the president has made that if you like your health care, you can keep it. We've got government studies, we've got private sector studies that say because it isn't really a fair competition. And frankly, in Michigan, our biggest plan is a nonprofit insurance company. So this idea that we're going to get the profit out of insurance and therefore make everything better, often these insurance companies are nonprofit that are insuring people. So I think the government plan is a non-starter. We've said from the very beginning there's a bright line and it's the government plan, and so I think have many in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you agree with the president that our current health care system is broken and big changes need to be made? Or are you more in the line of smaller incremental changes are more necessary?
No, we do need big changes. And, for example, the president mentioned often the duplication and cost in the current system. I wish this proposal had something about medical malpractice reform and the defense of medicine that's being practiced. He articulated it, but he never mentioned that that's not in the plan. I think that more on dealing with fraud, waste, and abuse in healthcare, and obviously the regulatory reform that would allow people to pool together to really change the sort of monopoly power insurance companies have in their states and allow people to go outside of their state, allow states to pool together. Those kinds of changes, I think, are things that people have really wanted to see.
Congressman Dave Camp, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Madeline.
That's Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan. He's the top-ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee.